Okay. So, Shanae, have you been to therapy before now?
I mean, when I was a child.
Okay, so it's been a little while since you've been.
Yes.
What was happening in your life at that time?
I was 5 years old. I got molested.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah. I mean, it happened. Why? I don't know.
There's never a why.
Yeah.
Have you been violated in other ways over the course of your lifetime?
I have. When I was 23, I was raped, and that, like, messed me up. Because it's even harder for me to have a child now.
So not only an emotional toll, but a deeply physical toll that impacted you.
Right.
Shanae, you've already been through so much in your life. What keeps you going?
God.
So your faith is really important to you.
My faith is very important to me.
What's the hardest part of your life right now?
Not being able to lose weight.
Okay. What does the doctor say about that?
Well, I don't know. It's some things that were said that I'm not pleased with, so I'm not really.
Some things said to you or that you said?
That was said to me by my doctor.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
It was very terrible. I felt I was getting yelled at. I was getting, like, almost felt like that I was getting cussed out almost. I mean, it was terrible. And at the end, I said, Dr. Neal, casual question, do you believe in God? I told him, I said, God is my doctor. I said, he's my healer. He told me, he said, well, you jump off a tall building and see if your God will save you then. And I just felt like he was wrong for saying that to a patient. You know, he said I was delusional. He said I was threatening him, all that. I was like, how? Because I asked those questions.
The thing about asking your healthcare professional a highly personal question is that you then move the relationship from the professional realm into a different realm. Mm-hmm. And by doing so, you sort of open yourself up to possibly hearing answers that make you uncomfortable or that are out of alignment with your own belief system. And it sounds like that's what happened here.
Well, at the same time, I don't want nobody that don't believe in God to work on me. This is my preference, period.
It's definitely important for you to be true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But in being true to yourself, it's important to recognize as well that if you search hard enough for reasons not to put your life on the path that you want it to be on, you'll always find those reasons. And yes, when you're initially hurt and offended by something, it's hard to find the words to develop that dialogue. But once you've had a chance to kind of calm down, think about things, there's nothing wrong with going back and saying, you know what? I was profoundly hurt when you said the following. And start a new discussion, start over.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to begin to take the initiative in dealing with what's important to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for meeting with me today.
Thank you.
Okay. And I look forward to more good work in the future, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Freddie? Today's session with Shanae was highly productive in that it gave her the space that she needs to begin to have a conversation about her life. I believe that Dr. Nazarton attempts to be confrontational in a constructive way with her, but for whatever reason, she allows herself to become offended because she's not doing the things that she needs to do. I think it's difficult for her to hold herself accountable for her failure to lose weight, and so she places blame on others instead of turning the lens on herself and thinking about what she can do differently.
My therapy session with Ms. Lola went well today. I really learned a lot today. She was giving me a different aspect of what I could do to do better for myself. And I have a lot of work to do. I have a lot of goals to make as far as myself, but I'm gonna put that in effect. I need to.